Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. It is Thursday night. I know we're used to hearing my voice. That's right. I'm Casey Gibson. This is The Red Card. It's a new show on radio.dominican.edu. We'll usually be on air from 6 to 7 o'clock on Thursdays. But tonight, we're starting a little early. We got some lectures going on here at Dominican. So we're going to start a little early tonight. But from now on, the show, The Red Card, with Casey Gibson, that's me, on radio.dominican.edu, will be on Thursdays from 6 to 7. So ladies and gentlemen, please tune in. Those of you that are tuned in, I appreciate you turning in right now. We got a good show on hand. Of course, it's your lovely host, Casey Gibson. I know it's a little different. Trust me, I know it's a little different because right now I'm feeling a little different. You see, I've kind of moved my way from the right hand of the whole studio to the left hand side of the studio, and I'm sitting here alone. That's right, I'm alone. I know most of you from the past two semesters are probably going, "Whoa, Casey Gibson talking and no Killian." That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to announce, though, that Killian Larson, the beloved Killian Larson, of course, is now attending Grand Canyon University. I'm mad that he's gone. I'm upset that he's gone. I'm sad that he's gone. I miss my PIC, my partner in crime. But we're gonna go on. You know, I was debating whether or not to drop radio because my partner is gone. But you know, I stuck with it. Great class. So we're just gonna try and get back into the swing of things. It's gonna be a little rusty, most likely. Hopefully not too much, so bear with me a little bit. But that's right, like I said, Killian Larson is gone. He's now attending Grand Canyon University in Arizona, my former home state, and he's loving it. You know, I talk to him about it every day. He's loving classes. He's loving the school. I guess it's not too hot out there in Arizona. You know, I've got some friends that go to ASU, and they keep telling me, it's not hot. He keeps telling me it's not hot, so I don't know what's going on. We'll have to figure that out, of course. But on the same note, I guess, you know, it's a little sad that he's not here. I am used to the fact that him being right here to my left, well, I guess it'd be my right now, but you know, you got me. If you were here in the studio, you would understand. But that's just a quick like introduction, I guess. We're having a good time right now. I'm really excited for the show. Unfortunately, Killian isn't here, but The Red Card, it's a new show. It's my show. It's going to be an hour of talking about soccer or football if you're from Europe, or football if you're from Spain or any of the other Spanish-speaking countries, of course. And it's going to be, we're going to cover a lot of different things. We're going to cover the EPL, the English Premier League. We're going to cover La Liga, of course, in Spain, the Bundesliga in Germany, and Serie A in Italy. We're also going to talk a little MLS here and there. That's debatable because, really, Americans, come on. We need to pick our stuff up. We need to start talking about soccer. It's the most popular sport in the world, except for here. A little disappointing, but we'll get by. We'll talk a little Champions League throughout the show. We'll talk Dominican soccer. We're basically just going to go all over the place. It's going to be chaotic at times, probably. There's going to be lots of screaming and shouting and me talking about dumb people, dumb coaches, of course, dumb players, whatever. Everything is going to happen. But as I did say, I used to be on the show, No Excuses, the sports show that gets it done with Killian. We're going to kind of try and pull in our listeners from there. We might have segments here and there about football. And that, I mean, the American football, the one that no one really likes to watch, right? But maybe a little baseball, some basketball, maybe in like one segment. You know, I know people don't just want to hear me talk about soccer, even though I love to hear myself talk about soccer. And I have friends and I that can talk about soccer for days. It's just not that popular. Also on the show tonight, we're gonna experience something different. We've got some DJs in the house. I believe it's DJ Willie and DJ Nat. So they're here. We're also gonna have DJ Misty. She'll be in. these are newbies, or, you know, I don't want to say freshmen because they're not freshmen, but they're rookies. How about that? We'll go with rookies. They're rookies to the radio show. They're going to have their own shows. So we're excited for that. We're excited to get them on. Two of them are actually international students. They're both from Spain, and they're excited. We're just going to have a great time. We might even be speaking some Spanish. Well, they'll be speaking Spanish. I'm going to be listening because I don't really speak Spanish, but you never know what's going to happen on the red card. That's the new slogan. You never know what's going to happen, because I don't even know what's going to happen, and I put the show together, and that's not a good sign. But ladies and gentlemen, please bear with me. It's going to be fun. I promise you that. If that is it, it will be fun. It will be entertaining. And honestly, that's what you listen to radio for, right? You don't listen. I mean, come on. Who really just wants to hear some guy or gal talk and talk and talk? You want it to be fun. I'm going to talk, but that's because I'm good at it. Maybe. We'll see. But so stick around. That's right. This is The Red Card on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
a man in life has been planned as a lonely roller coaster while I hold the devil's hand. But you are still there. Don't we run away together, tear apart and make life better? Put our final thoughts out one last time. Or we should reach and steal the weather, have a go and finally sever all of the ties that bind us to our life. All it takes is a slip of our luck to find out hell is in the plan and love. Those foolish fools among us, we think time is made of sand and light. Like the dark in the light, on the mark, how can we exist together and pretend? Why don't we run away together?
And we're back to the Red Card on radio.dominican.edu with your DJ, Casey Gibson. Or Gibson, I haven't really figured that one out yet, but we'll get there. It's only the first show of the season. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we got a great, great special interview or segment before we actually get into the meat of my show, The Red Card. Before we start really talking about the soccer or football or football, I'm joined here with the two international DJs, DJ Willie, DJ Nat. They're in the studio. How are you guys doing?
Oh, ladies first.
Ladies first.
Really nice, thank you. And how you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I'm feeling good about the show so far. I can't complain. So you're both from Spain.
Yes.
What is it like to be here in America?
Well, I think to be here for us, I think is, at least for me, is like awesome, no? It's
yes.
Something like you see every day movies and TV shows on the internet, television, even radio. But I didn't expect to be here right now.
Okay.
It's, yeah. Okay. For me, for you? I think more awesome.
Yes. Okay.
Because I love here. I love the States, and I'm like
better.
Yes, better.
Okay. Okay. So you're both from Spain.
Yes.
Are you guys from the same town?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what is that city, town? Do I know it?
And I don't think you know it.
Okay.
It's called Murcia. It's in the southeast.
Okay.
We got a soccer team there.
Well, what's the name of the soccer team?
Murcia.
Oh, yeah. Are they
so
in La Liga?
No.
No.
They were. They were 4 years ago, I think, or 5 years ago. Now they are in the second division.
Okay.
Nah, but it's good.
Hey, yeah. Any professional soccer is good in my opinion, because I would give just about anything, maybe my right arm, left leg, I'm not sure what, to be a professional soccer player. That's just my dream. Okay, so you're from Spain. What really drove you guys to come to America?
Go, Natalia.
What? I think in my case, it's like I'm studying, my major is communication. So for studying communication, I think San Francisco, to spend your life making TV shows, like I would like, it's awesome. Then you can write it in a resume.
Resume, and, yeah.
And it's for Spain to be here, it's really, well, I can have a job easier. And actually, the culture, people, everything.
Yeah, in Spain it's very good for you if you have your resume that you have been here. It's very good for you, and in my case it's because I love being here and I had the chance and then I'm here, so I'm very glad.
So you're no complaints.
No complaints.
No.
Nothing.
No,
at least
no,
not
no.
yet, right?
No,
at
no.
least not
no.
yet.
At least not yet. Well, I would like to have more parties, but
more parties. Oh,
please yes. call me, everybody.
Throwing out the digits on air. Here we go. See, I told you this show is gonna be entertaining. I'm right now. They're proving it. I'm a man
yes.
of my word. So thank you. I appreciate that.
He's not kidding.
So. You've said you're a communications major.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a communications?
Yes, me too.
So we got two communications majors. Is the,
how do I want to say, are the courses different or are they about the same as in Spain?
I think they're different.
Too much a little different.
Bit, yes. For me, for example, we don't have like a radio class, like only radio class. So now I'm here and I have a radio class only to do radio. And for me, it's very good. Only radio, for example. And then we have the newspaper. In my college, we don't make the newspaper. So it's very weird because we are the communication major and we don't make the newspaper. So here I have the chance to do more things, you know?
Really hands-on.
Yes.
And each class is more focused to one area.
And more practice.
More practice.
So I learn more. And another language, too. So it's very, very good.
I would just like to say, first of all, you guys speak very, very good English.
Not really. We are only 5 minutes here. Yes. Then you will see later.
Yeah. Hey.
It should be more time.
if we were to flip this script here and I was to start speaking Spanish, you guys probably be like, this guy is crazy. He doesn't know what he's saying. You know, the dialect is probably off. Everything's bad. I will say I spent so many years in Spanish class and I don't know where it all went. I probably spent 6-7 years of Spanish and I've lost it. I don't
but
know.
You didn't know something.
At least. I can pick up little words.
Okay, like only what? One sentence.
Only one sentence?
Yes. How are you?
How are you?
Okay, hold on.
What's your name?
Hola, ¿cómo se llama?
Yes. ¿Cómo te llamas? Yes.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Yeah.
Yes.
See, for us, this is really different because when you say I talk in Spanish, you really are talking in Mexican.
Yes. That's,
and we always see really different between both languages.
Yes.
Because Mexican and Spanish, yeah, they basically are similar, but it's not the same.
The slang and everything is a little different, right?
We can understand you, but it's different.
Yes. Yeah, okay. We don't speak like Mexican.
All right.
But we don't
speak Mexican. Let's get that
but
right
we
now.
We don't have problems with that. I have to say that.
Okay.
Hi, Mexican people.
We love you, Mexican.
We're creating bridges here. That's what we like to do. Okay, so if you're just joining us, this is the Red Card with Casey Gibson on radio.dominican.edu. I am joined by two lovely people, both international students from Spain, DJ Willie, DJ Nat. They're sitting here. We're having a great little conversation. We're getting to know them. That's really what I wanted to do with this whole segment is just kind of get to know them and let them become, I don't know, more natural with the mic in the studio. And honestly, ladies and gentlemen, they are doing a fantastic job. They are naturals. And I'm not just saying that because they're sitting here with me. They are naturals. I'm sure we have guests in the studio, and I'm sure they can attest to me saying that. Yep. Yes. I just got a nod and a yes. So I'm not lying. All right. So you're in America. Is this the first trip to America or
yes.
first time visiting?
No, this is my second.
This is my first time.
This is your first time. Okay.
Yeah.
One second.
Okay.
So you like it so far. Have you been able to like become the tourist or have you just been the student? Do you understand? Do you know what I'm saying?
More or less.
More or less. Have you been able to really like go out and visit San Francisco?
Okay. I've been to San Francisco like twice.
Yes.
No, three times.
Since you've been here.
Yes.
Wow.
But it wasn't really.
Oh, okay.
I didn't too much seasiding. I was my first one. It was really far, really fast. Only for buying pants. For
a fast
everyone
trip.
Else.
A fast trip. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Very
faster
fast.
Pants. Yeah. And second, we were shopping. That was nice.
Okay.
I love that mall. We don't have...
In downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Westfield places.
That's huge.
Yes.
It is amazing.
Huge.
You can get lost in there. And
I know.
Yes. And you'll just go in a circle and
yes.
you won't even know it. I know what you mean.
Yes, I know. That was awesome. And then we went to see last Monday the...
Baseball
Giants game.
Oh, what do you guys think of that game?
They won because we were there.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, if you need a win, and you should probably go to more Giants
yes.
games. Because right now they look like
and
they need
Sunday
some wins.
I was at the
Niners
football
game.
Games.
Yeah,
yes.
I remember you saying
and
that.
And they want you. So.
All right, you heard it here. If you need a win or some good
yes.
luck, come meet these two fabulous people because they will help.
Yeah, I don't want to be bad, but somebody told me that in San Francisco it's very weird that you had a sunny day. I've been there
yes.
three times and
It was sunny.
It's been every sunny? Time sunny.
Okay. Wow. Hey, you know what? I've been to Seattle. I don't know if you guys do you know where Seattle is in Washington? It's the same. You know, it's usually pretty cloudy, not a lot of sun. But I've been there probably in my entire life, I think, you know, two or three times. Every single time I've been there, it's been sunny. And all these people keep telling me, it's never sunny here.
So we are a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, maybe I'm just good luck. I don't know. Yeah. And you guys seem to be even better luck because, one, you're bringing luck to the Giants and you're bringing luck to the 49ers. So you guys are good luck. All right. Maybe you guys need to start going to all the Niners and Giants games and maybe they'll get in the playoffs. Yes. Okay. If you're just joining us, I'm sitting here with, I've been saying, lovely people, DJ Willie, DJ Nat. They're giving us a little talk about who they are, where they come from, and what is the town again?
Murcia.
Murcia?
Yes.
Yes.
Was that pretty good?
Yeah.
Really, that was good.
Yes. Okay. We've talked to her about being here before, this being her first time. You've been here before. What did you do?
I've been here like a tourist. Yes. I was in New York, in LA, and in Vegas. So
you hit up all the hot spots.
Yeah.
You got to go to Vegas. And if you want to party, go to Vegas, yes. Right? Okay. You got to get him to take you to Vegas.
I had a very good time. Yeah, yeah. So this is
I can see your face is really smiling.
Yes, yes. And then this September 29th, I go to Chicago. To see, I had two friends there.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there 5 days.
Very nice. Yeah. Sounds like fun.
I'm not going. If somebody want to give me some cash, I can get it.
So you're going too?
I'm not going.
Oh, you're not going.
I don't have money.
Well, we got to change that. We're going to start a new fund. It's going to be called Get DJ Nat to Chicago Fund. All right. Yes. We're going to hook it up with some cash. Anyways. All right. So, of course, this is a sports show.
Yes.
Yes.
And you're both from Spain, so you're my kind of people.
Yeah. Right?
And that's just because.
Yes.
It's not because I like you guys. It's just because I'm sure you guys like soccer or yes. Excuse me, football.
Yes.
Football. Yes.
We love.
You love it.
At least me, I love.
And how do you feel about football?
I have to say that some years ago I really loved it. Yeah. Now I'm something less involved.
Okay.
I don't know. Why exactly? Well, maybe because before I really loved Madrid team, but then they changed. Some years ago. Now Barcelona's my life. I'm sorry.
So you did like a whole like total trade.
But
you
traded
for
that's not usual
for Real Madrid, who's probably one of the most winningest, you know, has the richest history behind them.
I know.
To now Barcelona, who's like their biggest rival.
I can explain that.
Uh-oh.
When I was maybe 8, I knew every player from Madrid and I really loved it. They were awesome. And they only played and they did everything right. But then they were like the galactic team. And they, I cannot say that word, off.
Okay.
That's not true.
No. I felt like... if they split up me, no. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Cheating on me.
Cheated on you?
I felt like that.
Betrayed.
Betrayed.
Yeah.
And then Barcelona had very good players, and their game was really, it was better.
It's beautiful.
That's not true
now
either.
Now I love it. Yeah, it's true.
Okay. All right. Hey, easy. I don't need a fight right now. Okay, now to you, Hector.
No, I am from Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
since when I was a little
blood, sweat, and tears, everything Real Madrid. Okay. All right.
Best team ever. Yes, I tell you.
Okay. Well, I'll hold my hand over my jersey right now.
No. I love Manchester too. It's my second team. Yes.
You're the man.
I don't love it, but I like it too.
Okay. Hey, you know, I can't lie. Barcelona is a very good football team.
Or not the best.
Maybe they're not the best.
No,
according to him, I don't. I'm not going to be the debater. I'm going to be the mediator. What is it about Real Madrid that you love? How did you become? Was it family?
Not my family, because my father likes football, but not very much. I don't know. It's the history, you know. It's the best thing of 20th century, and I don't know. It's like something in the heart, you know.
Don't cry.
it's the best team ever.
She's just full of these burns over here. Yes, wow.
Because you know, I don't.
Who won last year?
The cup, Real Madrid.
And we go to break.
Okay.
just kidding. No, I was a big Ronaldo fan when he played for United, and you know, a lot of people dislike him. I'm not gonna lie. I believe Messi is a very good player. Yes. There's no question about that. And Barcelona is stacked right now. They've got you know, Messi, Xavi,
Puyol, Iniesta.
They just got Fabregas. Yes. He's right there. Like, yes. He can contest it. He's right there.
Yes.
And he's now creating some turmoil with Arsenal. I don't know if you've heard this in the news. He's talking some smack, but we'll get to that later in the show.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. We might just interview you guys from now on. And we got a DJ Misty here, and we'll interview her next or soon. But you know, Madrid's also got some very good players. Ozil, Di Maria, Ronaldo. And he's got, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Casillas. I'm a goalkeeper myself on the Dominican team.
The best thing I think Madrid has right now is Casillas. They saved almost everything.
He's the best Spanish player.
And my favorite thing about him is the fact that he's short. He's a shorter goal. He's shorter in the realm of goalkeepers.
Yes.
You know, he's not
He's not very big.
He's 6 foot, and most goalkeepers are 6'2", 6'3".
Yes.
And I'm just gonna say this, and I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I'm a huge fan of David De Gea.
Oh,
huge
fan.
He's now playing for Manchester United.
David
boys.
De Gea. Yes.
Love him. He's 20 years old. He's younger than me. Love him.
He's awesome.
I was excited when United picked him up. I don't know what it is. I don't know how I liked soccer so much, but I'm just wondering how did you start to really get interested in soccer? Do you remember?
I think no. In Spain, we have a sentence, and you say when one kid born, you have a bread under your arm. I don't know how to say better.
Okay.
It's something like that.
Okay.
I had a ball.
You're born with a ball in your hand.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's like you come out and there, here's a soccer ball.
Yes.
And also, you know, I don't know if you watch it here in America, but we have a TV show called Oliver and Benji. They are manga cartoons.
Okay.
And they play football.
Yes.
So everybody see that program in Spain. Mm-hmm. And
in Spain, when you're little, every young man or every young girl, every young boy,
watch
Oliver y Benji. It's a soccer serie.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We need to do some stuff like that.
You have
America.
Soccer
everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, give me your opinion. I know in 2010. You guys probably had to have been home in Spain when the Spanish national team won the World Cup. What was your feeling on that? What was that like to be
there? I'm thinking about that, and my hair is going up.
Yes, she's getting goosebumps.
That was huge.
Was it?
Yes, that was.
That was awesome. That was unbelievable, I think.
Yes.
And it's the first time they've ever won it, for those of you that don't know.
I think so.
Yeah,
it was the first time.
First time, big win.
Yes.
Great goal.
Yes.
Great goal. And the funny thing is the Barcelona is basically now just the Spanish national team. I think like the only one they're missing is Sergio Aguero. Sergio Ramos.
Yes.
And he plays for Madrid.
And Casillas and Xavi Alonso.
And that's about it.
Yeah. Actually, it was like half team of Madrid, half team of Barcelona, and then others.
And one player from Villarreal, one from Valencia.
And here and there, they kind of just like pick them. But other than that, it's just those two. At least the starting 11. I will say that, the starting 11.
Yeah.
But I know we had an exchange student in the radio class last year.
Yes.
His name was Jose Mafia, and I can't remember the town that he was from?
Yeah, he's from our town. He's from our school.
The same town.
What are the odds of that? What? And guess what? He's a Madrid fan.
Oh,
do
yes.
You guys know him? You guys?
Not face to face, but we talk with him before coming here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he go to the same college?
Yes.
Yeah, he has. Well, wow. He already finished.
Yeah.
We are in our.
He's
last
1 year older.
Okay. Yeah. No, he was on my show too. We talk soccer, so I basically kind of just asked you guys the same questions I asked him, but at least dealing with the Spanish national team, and he gave me the same thing. It was crazy. Everyone was ecstatic, and it was such a good game.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, I was pleased. I mean, it was a low scoring game, but I was pleased. There was a lot of stuff happening.
And the best thing of the Spanish team is that 2 years later, they won the European Cup, you know?
Yeah.
So in 3 years or... Yes, in two years they won...
Well, in a summer.
Yes.
Because next summer...
In 3 summers, they won the European Cup and then the World Cup.
Yeah. Actually...
So it was...
Last year for sports in Spain was awesome because in basketball... We won another thing. We won the EuroLeague thing in basketball for women, for men, and some swimming pool. We won a lot of things last year.
Wow. Yes. It was a good year for
not
Spain.
Baseball or American football, but
that's not really
but the other sport, yes.
They don't really count. Anyways. Okay, so we've talked sports. Now it's your turn. Why don't you guys give me a little a snippet, give the audience a little snippet of what your guys' show is about. You guys are doing it together, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is your show? When is it? The mic is
at
yours.
At first, we went to try to do it in English, but because of the language, and if we are with you, we can explain a lot of things. Like we can we can speak in English well. Mm-hmm. But when we are together only, we don't know when something is wrong.
Yes.
So we decided finally to do it in Spanish, but we maybe do something in English too.
Okay, it's like a segment or something.
Yeah, yes. We're not
little,
sure.
Little blip. Okay. Hey,
so
nothing wrong with that.
The show is gonna be in Spanish, and the name is "What About Us?" And we are gonna talk about our experience here in America, what we do, what we see, what difference we can see about America and Spain. What do we think from there that you have here, and you really have, or you don't?
Okay, so it's a lot of seeing the differences and, you know, talking a little bit of everything.
Yes. Yeah,
actually, it's our life.
Yes, because...
What do we do...
That's here compared to what you do home.
Yes, because maybe in Spain, they think things about American people.
Of course.
Yeah. That
don't we all?
Yeah, and it's not the best thing, and, you know, it's not the right things.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to explain then... What is this exactly? And then
from our point of view.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we are going to talk about Spain, for you to know how is Spain exactly and how we are there and that things, you know.
Okay.
So
you're really just gonna, you know, talk about like give them a good, you know.
Yes.
Look
yes.
On us.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. No, that's awesome. You know, when Jose was here, he did a soccer show. That was all in Spanish, and it was awesome. It was I would listen to it, wouldn't have a clue what he was saying because he's so like, I mean, you guys speak so fast when you guys speak Spanish, and I'm just like, time out, go back, rewind that real quick, you know. But it was awesome to, and I don't know if it was just for me to hear the language, but it was awesome, and I the only thing I could really pick up were like teams. Like, he'd be like, you know, blah, 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 Real Madrid, blah, 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 Barca, Real, Zaragoza. I was like, okay, I know those. I know he's talking about soccer. So it was
maybe
really
we'll
cool.
Talk about some soccer in the, at least some results or something.
All right, there we go.
Everything.
Yes. No big deal. When is the show?
It's Wednesday from 3 to 5.
So 3 to 5. So yeah, right.
In Spain from 12 to 2.
To 1.
Yes. So right before this. So I'm going to kind of snag some of you guys' listeners, maybe.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we'll cook it up. Just be like, stay tuned for the guy after us, right? You know what I'm saying? All right. Anyway, if you're just joining us, this is The Red Card with Casey Gibson on radio.dominican.edu. I'm talking to DJ Willie and DJ Nat. They're giving us a little rundown of their show. I think right now we're going to go to a break. And all I want to say to you two is thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen. Their show is What About Us on radio.dominican.edu. Wednesdays from 3 to 5. Tune in. I'm going to tune in because I feel like it's going to be an awesome show. Even if I can't understand it, you should all just tune in. It's really cool to listen to
Link
you guys.
Link it. There you go. <Yes.
laughs> Anyways, thank you guys. I appreciate it. Have a good
thank
day.
You.
Well, I had my hand and I laid it down and played it for the longest time. Thought I was still all in. And now comes another one. Let's see the worst envy. It's women come, women see, leave me be. Women are the death of me. There's life in here and always feeling awkward. Gone straight up out my head inside this room. And I am a man who sees in color. And I am a man that you can see right through. But I feel like waking up. Come on, step around my head. I'm this type of forced and not content with nothing. But nothing is it again. Again. Felt turbulence like I never had before. People's things were falling off the ceilings to the floor. Well, I said the same prayer that I always do. Bless my friends and family and my enemies too. But I tell you something, it was the strangest thing. I just sat there, wasn't scared. Didn't care if I died that day. Well, I said, I'm only 23. How'd I get to be so full of piss and fear? I don't even want to hold the wheel and steer. This life in here and always feeling awkward. Gone straight up out my head inside this room. And I am a man who sees in color. And I am a man that you can see right through. But I feel like waking up. Come on, step around my head. I'm this type of fool that's not content with nothing. But nothing is in the end. Yeah, nothing is it again. And I say breathe too much. Twist and I'm on. And my shiny skin is thin.
I see you.
Casey Gibson on radio.dominican.edu. So we just finished up an interview before the break with two lovely international students, DJ Willie, DJ Knapp, and they're going to be on the show, or not on my show, but they're going to be on radio.dominican.edu with their own show called What About Me, Wednesdays from 3 to 5. I urge you to tune in, check it out, and then you can even stay over and there'll be another DJ on, which we're going to get to right now. Her name is DJ Misty, and we're going to start interviewing her now. DJ Misty, welcome to the show. Welcome to the red card.
Thank you.
I know it might be a little different because it's supposed to be a sports show, and then you're kind of getting into this whole thing now.
Yes.
And how are we liking radio? The radio class. We'll start with radio class so far.
I'm really enjoying my time there.
That's good. That's good. And Stu's not driving you too crazy yet, right?
No, actually, this is my second class with Stu. I have a speech class with him.
Oh, very nice. And okay, so we're used to Stu. We're used to the way he runs his show. And we start talking about getting on air. How do you feel about getting on air?
I'm excited about it, but I'm a little nervous.
And why are we nervous?
I'm not sure if what I have to say is going to be interesting to
anyone. It'll be interesting as long as you make it interesting. Anyways.
I will try to make it interesting.
Okay, fair enough. So, give me a little insight into who is DJ Misty?
DJ Misty is, I'm a Bay Area person. I was born in Sausalito, and I decided to go back to Dominican to pursue a degree in communications. And I thought, and I've always been told that I had a great speaking voice, and so I decided to do something with radio.
Okay, very nice, very nice. And what did you do before you decided to come back to Dominican?
Before I worked at a company called LucasArts.
Oh.
Yes.
Did you still work there?
No. I've worked there, actually I've been gone for about 3 years now.
Okay.
And I worked for the games division in the QA department.
Yes.
With testers playing games all day and so forth.
Did you get to play games?
Yes, I did.
That's awesome.
I still play games.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. I don't care what any person says. They are never too old to play video games. Mom, I'm sorry, but that's just the way. That's how it is. Right? So what kind of games did you work with there?
Basically Star Wars-based games and Indiana Jones-based games. You know,
very nice.
Anything that has to do with the Republic and the Empire.
Okay.
That's what we did.
That's what you did. All right. So, okay. So I'm not the biggest Star Wars nerd or fan, but I like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. What's one of the games that you worked on specifically? Like,
oh, actually, I didn't work on them. I worked in the test pit. So I was kind of like a den mother. So I kept all the boys in line.
Kept them in line. Yeah.
I catered to their needs to a certain extent.
To a certain extent.
Made sure they were fed.
Really?
Made sure they took their breaks.
Did they just play video games?
That's what a right tester does. They play games from 8 o'clock in the morning to 5 o'clock in the afternoon and evening.
And you can get paid for doing that?
You get paid
how
for being
do
a
I, sign me up. How do I get? How do I sign up for a job like that?
You just go to LucasArts website and check out the job board.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Did you ever just want to like pull one of them out and just be like, let me go. Let me in on this.
No, because after a while, I was there for 15 years, so I had seen enough of Star Wars.
So are you sick of Star Wars?
No, I'm a big fan of Star Wars still, except for the last three movies.
Yeah?
They were crap.
Oh, hey.
But I'm an original Star Wars
Original
fan.
Star Wars, okay.
And Empire was the best.
And Empire, okay. Hey, I'm not gonna debate anything with you because I don't think I can hang. I'm just saying, got me beat on Star Wars. Well, okay, so Empire. Okay, all right. Hey, I like it. I just can't believe you get paid. I'm still baffled by the fact that you can get paid for testing a video game.
Oh, yes. Sega, Electronic Arts, all those game companies, they hire people to play games.
And how many people did you have to watch over?
Anywhere from 35, and then we were in crunch mode. It was anywhere from 65 to 150 people at one time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's for several projects. So that may be several games going on several different platforms.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So what What is crunch time exactly? Is that when the
crunch
game's about
time
to be released?
Is when marketing says, "Oh, we needed this game on the shelf yesterday, so now we have to hire all these testers and bring them in so the game gets on the shelf tomorrow."
Wow, that's cool stuff right there. I really want to be a tester now.
They're calling you.
They're calling me. I'm here. LucasArts, hook me up. I'm here. Whenever you need me, I'm here. Okay. All right. So you're here. You're ready to do radio.
Yes, I am.
What's the show about?
The show is about Hollywood. All the ins and outs. Who's doing who? Who signed what big deal?
Who's doing who?
And what movie is out? Movie reviews, gossip, you name it. I'm going to cover it.
Wow. Okay. Good for you. It's, you know, and
it's my field.
It's your, that is true. I'm not trying to scare you or anything, but we have had a show before that has, it was Trash Talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it did great. So don't just be yourself. Just go for it. Have fun. And you'll be fine. I have all the faith in you. Just listening from you talk, you're in this whole electronics thing. You got this. When is the show? What's the show's name? When can they catch it, I guess?
And they can catch the show every Thursday night from 7 to 8 following the red cart on radio.dominican.edu. And it's called The Scoop.
The Scoop. And so we're talking about Trash Talk. I love it. I'm a fan already. And I haven't even heard it yet, but I'm sure it'll be fantastic. And you start next week, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so both the shows, both The Scoop with DJ Misty and What About Us with DJ Willie and DJ Nat will start next week. What About Us is on Wednesdays 3 to 5, and The Scoop is on
Thursday from 7 to 8.
Thursday 7 to 8. Fantastic.
I'm following you.
Yeah, you're following me.
Yeah, aren't you on it from 6 to 7?
6 to 7?
Yeah.
I thought I was following you.
No,
hey.
I'm following you.
Wait, steal my listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. That's all I have to say is stay tuned. You're going to get Trash Talk on sports, and then you're going to get the Scoop right away on the entertainment side of things. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on, DJ Misty. It's
been
a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
No problem, anytime. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just finished up an interview with DJ Misty here on the red card with Casey Gibson on radio.dominican.edu. We've been interviewing, you know, two sets, but three great DJs. Stay tuned for that. It's going to be fun. So now what I want to do is I actually want to get to my show. I guess, you know, it's, what is it? We got 9 minutes left to the show, and all I've did is interview DJs. But hey, you know, who cares, right? Who cares? It was well worth it. I had fun. I guess in my defense, I talked a little soccer with the two young DJs from Spain, so that counts. I just want that to be shown on the record. That counts. Okay, so we're going to start off with my favorite soccer league. And in my opinion, you know, these two DJs are probably going to kill me for this. But in my opinion, it's the greatest league on earth. It's the EPL, the English Premier League in England. I'm a huge fan. You know, my favorite team is Manchester United. You're going to hear that a lot. So if you're tuning in for the first time, bear with me. You're going to hear it a lot. I'm probably the biggest Manchester United fan that you've ever met. You probably haven't met a lot, so I'm probably one of the only ones. Not to mention, I'm a huge England fan, so watch what you say about those two teams. I'll be out for you if you have any beef. Anyway, the race in Manchester, it's Manchester City versus Manchester United. We have two big powerhouses. That's what it seems like the EPL is coming down to, is just a race in Manchester for the EPL title. We've already seen one glimpse of it. We saw it in the Community Shield. We saw United come from a 2-0 deficit at halftime to a 3-2 win in the Community Shield. United's adding a lot of young guys to the roster. They can, the two Spaniards in the room can contest. They just added a 20-year-old from Spain, David De Gea, the goalkeeper, played for Atletico Madrid, if I'm not mistaken, and came over on about a £17.5 million. I'm not good at converging the numbers, so that's just a lot of money. We'll just go with that. A couple million dollars, probably more than a couple, but you know, you understand what I'm saying. Came over to Manchester United from Atletico Madrid. They also signed Phil Jones, the young U21 England national player, who's going to now be, you know, a very, very crucial piece in the back line for United. He's young. He's probably one of the best attacking defenders I've seen in a long time. They also added Ashley Young, the very, very, very fast left wing to kind of really strengthen their attacking on the outside with Nani on the right, which is he's an amazing Portugal player, and now Young, it's great. So with those three guys being added, United's looking stronger. But not to take anything away from City, City's also looking strong. They just added Nazari from Arsenal. They added Sergio Aguero, and let's just put it out there, with two of the greatest attacking options you can have on a team. Nazari sets up the goals. Aguero finishes the goals. So I'm excited for it. At the same time, I'm not the biggest fan of City, obviously, because you have the derby, the Manchester derby. So I'm hoping my United boys can come out with it. And they, so far they have. You know, United's off to a fast pace. They're atop the table on goal differential. They've scored, I believe it's 15 goals, whereas City scored 12. You know, and right now it looks like it's a two-headed monster, but that might not be the case, to be perfectly honest. Just because in the, I don't want to say wake, but, you know, right behind them is Chelsea at 10 points after four games. And United and City both have 12. So they're only 2 points back. That also brings me to a huge, huge matchup that's going to happen this weekend on Saturday. Is Chelsea travels to Manchester United to play at Old Trafford. Big game. Big game. Chelsea's trying to go young. They're trying. They're under the new coach, Villas-Boas. You know, he's kind of got that young kind of feel to him. But hey, I still think Chelsea's a little old. But they're trying. I mean, you have Dan Sturridge, who scored an amazing, amazing goal against, I believe it was Sunderland this past weekend. Amazing. That's all I can say. Amazing. He's going towards goal, kind of off to the right side, and he hits it with the back heel, and it goes in far post. Amazing goal. I don't know how he does it. Honestly, there's been so many great goals already, and we're only 4 weeks in. I don't know how these young, talented players, even old talented players that in some cases are doing this. It's awesome to watch. I'm so intrigued. But anyway, United's off to a fast pace. Wayne Rooney's got 8 goals. He's got 2 hat tricks to his name already. So I feel like it's going to be a great, great challenge. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I will definitely let you know about that game. Arsenal, on the other hand, you know, in the past it's been that 4-team kind of race for the EPL. Manchester United, Chelsea, Arsenal, and Liverpool. Liverpool had a tough year last year. Arsenal just barely missing out of automatically qualifying for Champions League. They did go into the playoff, and they did qualify through playoff. So they're still in it. But they're having a tough start to the season. They're currently, they just picked up their first win just this past week over Swansea, who is the promoted club so from the Championship. So in a sense, I mean, they should beat them. I know they lost Nazari to City, and of course they lost Fabregas, the captain, to Barcelona. But I'm a little disappointed. They did pick up some you know, pretty decent players, actually. And you got to give them a couple weeks. I hate it when people think that you can have just players come in and automatically get the hang of what's going on. It's not like that. It's not like that in baseball. It's not necessarily like that in football. It's obviously not like that in American football. It's not like that in basketball. There's time for them to mature and get used to the way things play in the EPL. Some of these guys are going from other EPL teams. Some are coming in from Germany. So it's like Mata Soccer. And he's got to get into the flow of how it's played in the EPL. It's fast. It's physical. Just like David De Gea had to get used to it. It's a different monster, if I can say it like that. One of the crazy things is Blackburn. I mean, they're not like, you know, top table most likely, but you know, they're still a decent team. They're in the EPL, so they're obviously a good team. Right now, they're currently on the bottom of the table. Okay, but hear me out. Their fans are now just, they're very disappointed. And these two lovely DJs over here to my left in the audience will be the first one to tell you. In Europe, this isn't like a game, you know, this is life. So everything is taken so seriously. The Blackburn owners are trying to get the fans who are trying to, I guess they're trying to come together and kind of riot against Blackburn and say, hey, you against the owners. And the owners are just trying to say, hey, look, can we come together? Can we support the team and love the team and support them and help them get off the bottom of the table? Honestly, I feel like that's what you got to do. Blackburn has the players. They have the ability. They have the manager. So the ball's not bouncing their way. We're four games into the season, and everybody's just, you know, dying. Granted, for the first four games could be the deciding factor, but you can't just, you know, throw them under the bus, in my opinion. You got to take some time. Just give it. You got, 38 games in a season? You just got to let it go. You got to play every game, play the next game, focus on the next game, win the next game, and, of course, it'll right the ship. But another big news coming out of England is Fabio Capello is currently the England boss, and he's got to step down in 2012 is when his contract ends. So there's a lot of questions going around. Who's going to be the next Fabio Capello? Who's going to be the next manager for England? A lot of people are saying Harry Redknapp from the Tottenham Hotspurs is probably going to take over. And I know there's a lot of controversy because it seems as if the coaching job for England is seen as a poison chalice, just because it seems like whoever is the coach, it just doesn't work out. It just doesn't happen. They don't see the results. The England fans are very, very passionate about their country and their team. So they're going to let you know when they're not pleased. And so, you know, Harry's a very good coach. He's my pick since I'm an England national team fan. He's my pick for the job. We'll see how he does if he takes it, you know. And he said in a recent interview that, you know, any English-born coach would love to have that job. You can't really say no to the offer, you know. You might even be seen as a traitor if you say no to the job. It's almost as bad as, you know, leaving your country's military and going join the enemy's country's military. I don't know. But that's almost what it's like. It might not be, you know, exactly like that, but it's close. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is 6:30. It is my time to leave the air. I know we didn't really get to talk about much other soccer. I have a whole bunch listed here. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. But you know what? I substituted it with some great interviews. Lovely interviews, lovely people. So that right there will do it for the red card on radio.dominican.edu with Casey Gibson. Please, please tune in next Thursday at 7 o'clock. Next Thursday at 7 o'clock is when my normal time is. And so please join in then. I will be back with more soccer, just soccer, more interviews. We'll just be having fun with soccer for a while now. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you and have a good night.